You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report right now. What an absolute embarrassment for the Colorado Rockies. Opening day down in Arizona. They played last night. They lost 16-1. 16-1.
Okay.
But the reason this is so embarrassing is that included a 14-run third inning by the Diamondbacks.
Oh.
They scored 14 runs in one inning. It's the most runs in an inning on opening day since the year 1900.
Oh, my gosh.
It's horrible.
Jeremy, I'd gone to bed, you know, because it was late start, and I'd gone to bed, and I was just checking the score. I couldn't watch the game, but I was checking the score on my phone, and I noticed in the third inning, it was 2-1, Arizona. Then suddenly it was 3-1, then 4-1, then 6-1, then 8-1, and then 10-1, and I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Then it was 12-1, then it was 14-1. This is all the same inning.
Yeah, you're like, well, something's got to be wrong here.
You know, it's pretty crazy when a batter can come to the plate and get two hits in one inning, you know, when they bat around.
Yeah.
The Diamondbacks had five different guys get two hits in the same inning.
Oh, man.
So we have a joke of a team.
Get ready. This is just what it's going to be for the next few
months. This is our year.
This is it.
You know, Josh and I have the bet on how many games the Rockies will blow after the eighth inning. That bet is gone. They probably won't even lead a game in the eighth inning.
Right. That's going to be bad, man.
And for those of you who are about to send me all sorts of hateful messages, Dom, you should be supporting your team. Let me tell you something, my friend. Before you hit send on your text message, Dom Testa was a season ticket holder for the Colorado Rockies for 25 years. They got $100,000 out of me over 25 years. I paid for the right to bitch about this team. When you pony up six figures for a major league sports team, then you can say whatever you want about
them.
You're
speaking the truth right now. Speak your truth, Dom. Speak your truth.
You. Yeah. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank
you. Yeah. And come on, it's so obvious. You got to talk about this crap. They're so bad, you got to talk about it.
Yeah. I want to almost get up in front of a group and say, hi, my name is Dom. I'm a former Rocky season ticket holder.
Hi, Dom.
After a 9-game winning streak, the Avalanche have now lost two in a row after dropping a game last night at Ball Arena to the Rangers. Oh. So
I'm going to the Nuggets game tonight.
Hey, that's going to be exciting. They need to have a bounce-back win, so bring us a W, will you?
I know. I'm excited to go. We're going to go grab a little bite.
Are you sitting in the suite, or are you just going with friends?
No, we're slumming it and sitting in the seats, the regular seats, with the public. I know. It's going to be a good time, though. We're going to go to Brooklyn's beforehand and get some dinner and go hang out. I'm excited.
That's good. That's a fun night.
It's a really good night. Yep.
Good for you. Send a picture.
Okay.
If you want to go to the movies this weekend, I don't know how to pronounce the new Godzilla. It's Godzilla. Is it just pronounced Godzilla Kong? Godzilla.
It's Godzilla X Kong, isn't it?
X Kong, but I don't think you pronounce Kong. The X. I think it's Godzilla and Kong. Godzilla.
I watched the trailer, and yeah, they team up. Godzilla and Kong, they team up to fight like a third beast.
Right, something like that.
Supposedly a tribe of
giant apes just like Kong under the control of an ancient enemy in Hollow Earth.
Okay,
whatever. Yeah, right. Hey, you know, that'll be exciting.
It's not realistic at all.
Jeremy, Liam Neeson has another one of those movies.
Yeah.
It's called In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Liam Neeson is trying to settle down to a quiet life in a remote Irish coastal town when his past catches up to him. And a terrorist forces him to choose between keeping his secret identity or defending the townsfolk.
Skiddly diddly doo.
What is with Liam Neeson? These movies are so dumb. If you don't want to see that, there's a new Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2, which is out.
Right.
But the movie that has both me and Jeremy excited, the trailer has dropped for the new Jerry Seinfeld movie about the introduction of Pop-Tarts. It's set in the early 60s. There was a big battle between Kellogg's and Post, the big cereal giants, over who was going to get the first breakfast pastry out to the market. And so Jerry Seinfeld's made a movie about it. The cast of this movie is ridiculous.
It's thick.
As they say.
Yeah.
Melissa McCarthy, Amy Schumer, Jim Gaffigan, Hugh Grant, Bill Burr, Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones, John Hamm is in it. I mean, and on and on.
Christian Slater, I think, is in it.
Christian Slater, where did they dig him up? Where's he been?
Dan Levy, Eugene Levy's son, is in it, and he's hilarious.
He's funny. Sebastian Maniscalco is in it. I mean, just a
loaded. The movie itself just looks fun. It just looks like a fun movie to sit down and watch once.
It looks like a Wes Anderson type movie to me. I mean, when I watch the trailer, it looks almost Wes Anderson-ish.
It looks good.
I've got a story about pop music lyrics that I'm going to save for later, so I'll crow about that. And then news for nerds, quickly. Here you go. News for men who are listening, who are fighting baldness. Some researchers say they might have found something that will help, and it's a compound in cinnamon, of all things. That doesn't mean you eat cinnamon and you stop losing your hair. It just means that they have there's a compound in there that they can maybe tweak a little bit to help you keep from going bald.
All right.
And then the other one has to do with AI and beer. Over in Belgium, they've got a bunch of experts, and they put together 250 beers. And what they're trying to do is train artificial intelligence to engineer the first perfect beer. There's this big, long article about it. It's kind of fascinating. And you were just talking yesterday, Jer, about the whole pint. That was yesterday Pint Day?
No, it's coming up. It's
coming up,
weeks,
Pint
Day.
Okay. Well, beer is back in the news because we might, you know, for people who have been all upset about artificial intelligence, you know, and how it's going to take over the world, as long as it makes a really damn good beer.
Yeah, why not?
I got no beef. I will serve that master.
Why not? Yeah.
My mechanical master. Sure, just give me a really good beer. So that's in science news today. What else is trending?
Well, let's dabble a little bit in the holiday this weekend. There's a list out this morning talking about the best Easter candy of all time. I'll give you the top five. Number one came in as the Reese's peanut butter eggs. I mean, Reese's comes in on the top of the list for multiple holidays. I mean, how can you argue that? I mean, you really can't go wrong with a peanut butter egg. In at number two was the Cadbury mini eggs, which is straight crack. I posted a picture of a bag a couple days ago, and my title or my caption said, "Anyone else do this drug?" And it's what it is. Those little eggs are drugs, man.
We go through a couple of bags of it every season.
I came
every
home
Easter
with
season.
Two more yesterday. And Nicole's like, "You got to stop buying these. Stop buying them. Just stop.
We were watching some show last night, and Gretchen gets up and goes in the kitchen. She comes back, and she's shaking that bag. And I'm like, it's 8 o'clock.
Time.
I'm not going to eat these. I'm not going to eat these. And you know what she did? She's the devil. She's reaching in, and I could hear her crunching, eating them. She took one, and she set it on my thigh, you know, on my
just
leg.
Just to tempt you.
Yeah, set it there, moved her hand away, and I looked down at it. I was like, you.
Hey, they're only out once a year, so you got to indulge during this month and just give it hell.
They're incredible.
As far as I know, they're not out any other time, but you could do it now. Three is the chocolate Lindt gold bunny. The Easter pastel M&Ms came in at number four, ho-hum. And then number five, the traditional Cadbury cream egg with the mucus in the middle. That's disgusting. Those are flat out gross. Who enjoys
Is one of those that you mentioned like the just the solid chocolate bunny?
Is that the gold bunny at three?
I guess.
Maybe.
It's wrapped in the gold foil. Yeah, that would be chocolate.
Oh, here. No, number 10, Hershey's solid milk chocolate bunny came in at number 10. I think I saw some stat about how there's like 90 million Easter bunnies sold this time of year, the little chocolate ones. 90 million.
And then there's a whole debate over hollow versus solid. That shouldn't even be a debate.
A tale is
if you're into the hollow one, you should be shoved down.
Of course, this doctor, Andrew Kelso, he's kind of known as the Killjoy doctor. He's going around encouraging people to avoid binging on Easter candy this weekend, talking about the extra sugar, the extra calories. He points out that the average Easter egg chocolate could contain as much as 3/4 of an adult's recommended daily calorie intake by just 3/4 of that chocolate egg. So is that the Reese's?
I'm not seeing a problem with this.
So, right? Who cares?
It's just 3/4. It's not all.
It's just once a year. Americans are going to spend about $22 billion on Easter this year. My God. My God. They say Easter is really starting to encroach on Christmas as far as how much, you know, the gifts are given and how much candy is consumed. And
yeah,
it truly is a second Christmas. It really is.
You
got to
figure. I mean, there's so many companies that see the Christmas merchants clean up that there's some saying, hey, where's our share?
Yeah, let's go, you know, hot and heavy with Easter now. We're supposed
already,
to die eggs.
They've already
this
done
weekend.
It with Halloween, right? Halloween has already been elevated.
Yeah, so now why not? Why not?
Yeah, and you got Valentine's Day, which has been elevated. Now you got the Easter, you know, lobby that's working.
Yeah. I went searching for Easter egg dye yesterday. I couldn't find any anywhere. We're out. I had to have a talk with the kids last night. I was like, okay, are we still into this? Are we still going to dye eggs? One said no, and the other one said yes. And I was like, damn it. Damn it. Guess I'm going to go
Must
buy some
eggs. Must have been Lila. Lila.
She's like, yeah, I want to do it. Oh, can we talk about this, Dom? The conjoined twins. Can we talk about this? Are we allowed to talk about this?
I guess we are.
They're
it's an interesting
famous.
Story.
It's Abby and Brittany Hensel, I think is how you pronounce their last name. They've been a kind of an internet slash TV sensation for quite a while. They're conjoined twins. It's one body, two heads. Technically, two separate people. One controls the left side and one controls the right side, but it's still one body, two heads. Abby got married.
Yeah.
Abby's married. Brittany's not. Abby got married to a guy named Josh, and there's some video floating around of their wedding that shows Josh obviously dancing with both of them, but then he's only kissing Abby. So Brittany's left out. She's right there.
What happens if Brittany wants to get married?
What happens?
What happens?
What
I have
happens?
Questions.
I have so many questions. This guy is into some stuff, I think. He's...
We better move on.
I feel bad for Brittany, though, because if you do watch the video and he's kissing on Abby, she's just staring there, you know? My wife had a great text this morning, but I probably shouldn't say it.
No, let's move on.
We should probably move on. What else is going on? Oh, you had the music thing, right? The lyrics.
Oh, I'm saving that.
There's a bunch of new music coming out. Of course, the biggie is Beyonce's new country stuff coming out today. I've got Jolene. We might play it in a little bit.
Why don't you give me 20 seconds of it?
That's probably all we need. Let me get past the intro. Let me bump this up a little bit because there's a lot of twangy intro. And here you go. Oh, that's not what I want. Here you go.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm warning you, don't come for my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene.
All right, so it's a lot of that. I mean, it's a lot of that for 3 minutes.
There's no reason to play the whole thing. I mean, it's just a cover version of a song. We all know the song.
It kicks in. But, I mean, honestly, it's going to be new for a lot of people. A lot of people are going to be like, that new Beyonce song is banging.
Yeah, and if they ever hear Dolly's version, they'll give her crap. Quit ripping off Beyonce.
Right. And one final story here. This story is talking about shrinkflation, and it sounds like a lot of Americans are really digging the smaller portion sizes. Now, when you dig a little deeper, it's people that already are eating in moderation. It sounds like they're pretty healthy, but they're fine with the smaller packaging and the smaller, you know, plates with smaller portions, and that's what it's all about. If you're looking to lose weight, just watch those portions. That's so huge. But on the heels of that, there are some crazy foods that are being added to some ballparks this year. In Seattle, there's a Dungeness crab pizza. In Arizona, there's an apple pie chimichanga. And this is my favorite. In Texas, there's a foot-long hot dog that comes with two burger patties, chili, and chips. America! sounds really good, actually.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Speaking of food, there's a luxury restaurant in New York that's selling the bougiest bite. It's a single chicken nugget, and it's $28 for the chicken nugget.
Okay.
You got to click on the link to find out why. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Bougie.